Hey guys, it's Brittany. Welcome back to No Filter Podcast. As always, thanks for listening. This week's business of the week goes to the Braidaholic. She's an Akron area braider that specializes in children's hair. I actually have personal experience with the Braidaholic, and she has, one, she has awesome prices. Two, she gets you in and out. And three, she really wants to make the hair healthy. She's not only just braiding it, she's trying to make the hair healthy. So she'll give you your deep conditions, wash, she clips the ends, she does all that. And it's for great prices, awesome prices. So, like I said, she does that. And not only that, she actually has two daughters that have a hairline now. And you know, we always have our daughters, they always want the, you know, they see JoJo Siwa and you know all these other girls out here who have like a little color in their hair. So her daughters started selling colored hair, which I thought was awesome, not only because they're giving our girls what they want, but they're also becoming businesswomen. They're only kids, so that's awesome. My new colors is the name of the hairline, and I'm going to post some pictures on the Instagram page, but you can get that hair through the Braidaholic as well. Just, you know, ask her, go through her. But yes, I thought it was so perfect that she got her daughters into a business, and it's something that, you know, everybody wants. So shout out to them. I'm going to give you the Instagram page. And also, if you're in the Akron area, when you go into this Instagram page, you can book your appointments there. She has a link on her bio. So it's underscore THEBRAIDAHOLIC underscore. And that's Braidaholic. And that's on Instagram. So on the Instagram page, I'm going to tag her and go check her out, especially if you're in the Akron area. She's always running specials, just all type of stuff, very fast. Like I said, she's been doing my daughter's hair for about 3 years now, and she never disappoints me. So yes, the Braidaholic business of the week, go check her out. So we're going to go ahead and move on to media. Me and Antoine are going to be talking about a couple things, so stay tuned. Okay, so media this week, I wanted to talk about a couple different things. Is there anything you want to talk about real quick?
No, I mean, it's your show. You take over, you know, take the lead. Do your thing.
I drive. Okay, so first off, I want to talk about, this is a kind of a complicated story, but anybody who follows like the Shade Room or you know all those probably kind of know the story, but the beef between, well, the alleged beef between Angela Yee and Charlamagne of the Breakfast Club. So how it started, such a long story.
It's just a long time ago. It was what, a Breakfast Club interview?
It wasn't a Breakfast Club interview. That wasn't an interview. It started when she worked at Shade 45.
Right, but it came back up.
Yeah, oh yeah, okay.
It came back up and started up with the Breakfast Club interview. It was like not too long after he got out.
Mm-hmm.
And basically he was saying how she was trying to fuck after the interview.
Gucci Mane.
Was trying, yeah, he said.
Was basically saying how Angela Yee, who's one of the hosts of the Breakfast Club, was trying to holler at Gucci. At one point or something.
Yeah, she said like he was trying to highlight her after, like even after the interview, he was trying to hit her up. Or she was trying to hit him up to see where he was
going. So that's where the beef started between Angela and Gucci. So I guess Gucci was doing like a bunch of, he was apologizing to people, and he wanted to apologize to Angela for that because he was even saying...
No, that's not true. Because he said on the interview with Charlamagne...
Oh, that's what she said. Somebody reached out to her for him to apologize, and she said she didn't want the apology because she wanted it publicly. anyway.
Right, but he said, she said, ain't nobody reach out to apologize. Mm. That's what he said. He said, nobody reached out to apologize. He said he was trying to go on the Breakfast Club. Like, he wasn't no...
Mm-hmm. Oh, and that's where he came. He said he was banned or something. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so basically, long story short, Gucci said Angela was trying to flirt with him when he came on the Breakfast Club for an interview. She said it wasn't true. And I guess she didn't want him... Well, he thought he was banned from the show because of that situation where he said she was trying to holler at him. Charlamagne, who was also a host of The Breakfast Club, has his own show. And Gucci Mane was one of his guests that he had on the show. He was interviewing him. If you have not seen the interview, you can go on YouTube or whatever and Google Charlamagne Gucci interview. Gucci was basically going in.
And it really wasn't as bad as you was making it seem like. Because the whole interview was an hour-long video. And, maybe the last, 7 minutes was
about Gucci. Yeah. But he was... I mean, I'm saying he was going in as far as, he was calling Envy and Ye. He called Ye a bitch. He was calling... He said he was going to slap Envy and all this stuff. But the reason why he said that is because... I guess they did an interview with
Yo Gotti
and was basically talking about Gucci Mane's wife. Fuck Gucci Mane's wife.
They wasn't saying that like that, but it was like an indirect. Like they used like everybody knew who they were talking about.
Mm-hmm. But anyway.
And then what made it so fucked up was they brought it back up on a Breakfast Club court or whatever like that. Mm-hmm.
That's what he was really pissed off about.
Yeah, he wasn't really mad at the interview because the interview was conducting the interviews.
But later on, they brought it up again.
Made it like a joke.
Yeah. Later on, they brought it up again. What was they even saying on there?
Honestly, I didn't even listen to it.
I forget. I listened to the clip, but I forget. But they basically was saying that, is it okay to fuck your homie's girl or some shit? I don't know. But they kept talking about Gucci's wife. Now, what kills me about this whole thing is how, and I did agree with Gucci when he said how Envy got so pissed off about how when Deeza Samero was talking about his wife, but Deeza, and it was a joke.
Yeah, it was literally a joke, and it wasn't half as bad as what he was saying.
Yes, it was a joke, and that was something, and he even said, "What do you, they even... followed when they did that joke, how quick it was, he was like, what are you talking about? They basically saying, what are you talking about? That's not true. But he still took offense to it and then got up and walked out and did all this weird shit. But you sitting up here talking about somebody else's wife and think that it's supposed to be okay. And they do that a lot.
But it's not just somebody, it's the situation with Deeza Samero and Envy was mm-hmm. real, real minor.
Completely different. But anyway,
this right here was real talking about somebody's wife in a way he was talking about it. Some people wouldn't, just like Gucci said, if he see him and he say something he don't agree with, he gonna slap the shit out of him. That's how bad he was talking. That's just what he was talking about.
I think it was messed up. But anyways, the question that I was gonna ask you was, do you think Angela Yee should be mad? Basically people are saying that she's mad, she's in her feelings, because basically when Charlamagne was doing the interview with Gucci and Gucci was calling her a bitch and calling Envy, saying he was gonna slap Envy.
No, obviously the thing she was mad about
was when
she
called him when she called him a bitch. But do you think she has the right to be mad about that when it's his own show? It's not like he was even saying, he was backing him up, who said you was banned? Nobody said you was banned from the Breakfast Club.
Well, it was a little bit more than just a bitch. He said you was trying to put your lips on my thing. She was trying to suck my thing. She was saying that. Or she was trying to get...
Oh, he said that?
He said, how you going... Basically, she wanted me hit the bottom of that pussy. How you gonna say Asian chick's pussy is deep if you ain't won't? she wanted me hit the bottom of that shit, man. Mm-hmm. That's what he was saying. And I kind of get what she said in a way. But then again, if you're out there to be journalists, you're all supposed to be unbiased journalists at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody want to say, you know, well, everybody want to stick up for somebody, but then everybody always wants the truth. Everybody wants somebody, you know, everybody wants somebody to report the news, but be unbiased and give each body somebody a side. But mm-hmm. when it comes to you, you're like, no, you got to protect me at all costs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, honestly, I picture it's like he was being an unbiased journalist. Like, he even though he was saying, like, hey, you know, we can work things out or I could try to get y'all together.
Mm-hmm.
Even he's like, no.
He was just trying to, I feel like he was just trying to keep the peace.
He was trying to keep the peace.
He wasn't trying to get in the middle of it, which is, that didn't have nothing to do with him for real. And even though they are, like, co-workers, and they've been on the show for a long time.
Envy didn't get mad, and he told Envy, like, when he said during the interview before he released it, like.
Yeah. So,
and then even he said, like, he edited it down. He was like, what y'all heard was mild compared to what he said. Like, he took stuff out.
And, Angela went on some, I don't know the platform she went on, but basically, they asked her a question about, like, you know, are you mad or whatever?
That was like a biased show she went to, because that was one of her lip service friends.
Because L'Oreal is on that show, ain't she? Yeah,
That was her show.
Yeah.
So, of course, you're going to have somebody that automatically got your back.
Yeah. They asked her about that, and she was basically like, would you do that? You know, they supposed to be your coworker. Would you let somebody? I'm like, but that's his job, you know? He don't have to get in the middle of that. What was he supposed to do? Get up and stop the interview because he called you a bitch? And because y'all have issues, that's y'all's issues.
Right, because literally, y'all mad over the last 7 minutes of that interview. When that, before that, like, that interview was actually a good-ass interview.
And two, I feel like when they did that whole People's Court thing or whatever, I feel like they did that because, like, Envy, he is actually friends with Ye, I feel like.
I don't know. I can't speak on nobody.
Yeah, so, well, you know, that's what I said. I mean, that's just what I feel like. It seems like, because anytime something happened, he jumped to her defense. So he might be real friends with her. For Charlamagne, maybe he not that good of friends with her. They just co-workers. But I don't know. That's just what I'm thinking. But, yeah, I agree. I don't think she has no right to be mad.
I mean, she can be upset.
Yeah, I mean, well, she has a right to be mad, but she can't
blame him. Like, you can't blame Charlamagne.
Or make him feel like he should have done something.
Yeah, for doing his job. Like, that's what he was interviewing. He was an interviewer. Like, that's what he do, and that was a good ass interview before. But even that part was good, but it was a lot of stuff that took place that more attention needs to be paid to other parts of that interview than that.
Yeah. And then, like, I was reading when I seen the platform she was on, when she was asked, was she upset or whatever, was it beef? I read the comments and people was like saying, like, you know, she does the same thing every single day to people. And, because, you know, Charlamagne and Envy, they talk about a lot of people. And she kind of sit there and let it happen. I mean, and not saying that she should do anything, because same thing with Charlamagne. He just doing his job, just like you just doing your job.
Right.
But people was, like, bringing up K. Michelle. Now, I don't really care for K. Michelle. But when she came on the show, I guess she was pissed off at her because they had somebody on the show that K. Michelle had fucked, and the guy was saying, like, she had a stinking pussy or something like that. And I guess he said that, and then, like, they kept going with the interview, and then Angela brought it back up. She was like, oh, so K. Michelle's pussy stink, you know, so what do it smell like? She brought it back up. So when K. Michelle came on the Breakfast Club, she cussed Ye out and didn't want to talk to her.
Yeah,
what I was about to say. And then at that point, they didn't say nothing to her. Why? So you wasn't mad when they didn't take up for you then, you know?
Yeah, she didn't say nothing. They conducted the whole interview from there on out.
Yeah, they conducted, and she didn't say not one word.
She didn't say shit to eat. He's just sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean. But I understand how she, because just like you can play the same thing with Charlamagne, though. When what's the name? Fredo Starr started jumping up in his face like he was about to fight. him, nobody told him to chill out. Mm-hmm. When Benny Ziegler was in Charlamagne's face while they was interviewing,
I mean, Angela couldn't do nothing about that.
But still, but nobody said nothing, though.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to do nothing, but you could at least, you know, try to de-escalate the situation or say something.
That's true.
Like, you noticed the situation
happened. I didn't even think about those other, like, interviews. A lot of people be getting in Charlamagne's face. But then again, it's them doing their job. What can they do? They just gonna get banned. But, yeah, so that's that. So I did want to talk about, did you hear Lizzo was getting sued?
Supposedly, if you took a piece of somebody's song, I mean, or if you took something from somebody else, even if you didn't know it, I mean.
So here's the thing. I got the facts on this. So the guys who are saying, I guess she wrote a song with them. She was featured on the song, forget the name of the song, but she was featured on the song with them. And that was the opening line. What was it? Oh, I just took a DNA test, found out I'm 100% that bitch. That's what they suing for. Now, that was the opening line for the song that they all wrote together. It's two white guys and her. So they wrote this song together. So I guess she used that line in, you know, Truth Hurts. And they're trying to sue her. They both said they want 5% each.
I know what you're going to say.
I'm not done. But here's the thing. She already paid her dues for that line, because even though they wrote that song together, she got that line from some girl on Twitter. She gave that girl on Twitter writing credits for the song. So this girl on Twitter is getting paid for that line. So basically, these two guys kind of have no right for it.
Okay, now you even gave me more insight to that.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. But I thought before I heard about her paying a girl from Twitter, I thought, like, well, you kind of do owe them. Even though y'all wrote this song together, you used a line from a song that all y'all wrote together for a song that's way more popular.
Not even that. Like, you said it yourself. It's like, even though she took it from somebody else, y'all wrote a song together and y'all used that line. And you took that line from that song and made another completely different song out of it. Yeah.
But you're paying the person where you got the line from.
Right. But that don't make it. You still made the song with those other two dudes too, though. You still came up with that and put that in the... It was supposed to be in something y'all all three made together, and then you took that and used it for you.
I feel like if she paying the girl who came up with the line.
I understand that. But y'all originally supposed to use it for this idea, and y'all didn't use it.
They use it in a song. It's used. The song is out. They made a song, and they put it out. She used that line again in a song, her solo song.
So that's even more proven that, like, they should, yeah.
That doesn't make sense. She's paying the person where she got the line from. That's like if I wrote a poem and somebody took a line from my poem and put it in their fucking, put it in their song. They pay me for the song. She goes and writes another song with somebody else. No. Okay.
Look, I'm making it even more simple. I'm making it even more simple. I'm using something that we all use and know. Okay? If a motherfucker use a tire on a car, no matter who fucking used the tire, you still got to pay the motherfucker that came up with the wheel for the fucking car. Mm. So at the end of the day, okay, yeah, she did that, but then again, they used it on something and she used it on something. So she gonna get hers regardless, but then the motherfuckers that helped write the others, like, they gonna get theirs too. Like, you just can't cut them out.
But it's a piece of the. It's not like she used.
I understand. You can
the chorus of the song that they wrote together. She. That's like a. If they all three wrote the song together, they all three got paid for that song. So
yeah, but if she took if something it's from that song,
her portion that she got from somewhere else, why does she have to pay them for it?
Because it's something that was used in a collaborative effort, like to use it.
But if they're all getting paid for it equally, why can't she use a portion that she brought in, that she knows that she brought in, because she's paying this person where she got it from? That doesn't make sense.
It does, because they all used it.
No.
They all used it.
That was her line. None of them said that line. She sung that line in the song. She paid the girl when she found it on Twitter.
Okay, but then again, that's when you got to work in your business. Okay, like if she, how was it written when they made the song?
Exactly like how she
like
said.
If it was, I'm saying, if it was already their song and they own that song and she took a piece of that song and made another song, don't matter if it was a line or not, they entitled to something.
5% each, that's 10%. That's a lot.
Yeah, but they, you gotta admit, they entitled to something. I mean, that's what that's all I'm looking at it as. Like, yeah, they could be pieces of shit. Like, I don't know. But if you look at if it was something they made all together and then they own that song, she used that, she should have to give it up. Yeah, they would be entitled to something. Like, something.
I guess. It just kind of pissed me off because it's two white men.
I guess so.
So, did you have anything else you want to touch on in media?
I mean, I got anything.
Okay. So, you know, I be on Facebook, you know, we in that marriage group.
I don't know if you're about to read that.
What?
You want to read that one where you, because then I seen you said dump his ass.
Yeah. So I did. I want to read this. I want to see what you think about this. Okay, so we're in this group on Facebook called, what the fuck is it? The Marriage Club or some shit like that. Where it's like husbands and wives.
Yeah, it's really only married people in the group. Like,
and a lot of people be in there.
This one's telling their personal business. Yeah, I didn't know it was messy. Like, every now and then you'll get somebody telling, like.
It's kind of like the Red Table Talk group, because the Red Table Talk group on Facebook is like that too.
And they were like telling
like people telling their personal business.
And they asking for advice, and it's like, yeah. This is a little.
But this one, but on the Marriage Club one, you can do it anonymously.
It was anonymous?
Mm-hmm. This one was anonymous. Hold on, I'm about to read it. Okay. So I'm going to read it, and then. Did you read this already?
Yeah, but you can go ahead and read it. It was like, what?
Okay.
It was like Monday or something. It's Friday today.
Okay, so it says. My husband and I have been married for 8 months now. I just found out that everything from his past was a lie. There is one big issue I have. He did things with men, and I just found out. I also just found out he cheated on his ex-wife. Wait. I also just found out he cheated on his ex-wife more times than I could possibly count, and that's the real reason why they split. He told me something different. I feel like it wasn't fair to exclude the fact that he did things with men, because if he would have told me that before, we wouldn't be together right now. I cannot look at him the same, and I don't trust him anymore. Also, he was hanging out with a woman in March that he knew he shouldn't have been. I don't think he did anything, but now I really can't trust him. So who knows? There's also a baby mom in this situation who is very cordial in the beginning, but now she's always bothering us. I'm 21, feel like I shouldn't be dealing with things like this. Everything seems like it changed. Our relationship was started on lies. What would you do if you were in my situation? I know I want to leave, but am I giving up too easy?
First of all, you're 21. The fuck? Like,
first of all,
you're 21.
Yeah, for who? I'm gonna be honest. I mean, some people want to get married. Like, that's like their thing. That's like a tunnel vision thing for them. Honestly,
if you marry young, it's not going to work out.
Yeah. A lot of times it doesn't. Sometimes it does. It's very rare that it does, but
if you got married young and don't have a
21, when I was 21, I couldn't imagine even thinking about getting married.
Exactly.
Like, no.
Hell no.
To me, y'all only 8 months in.
Oh, yeah.
And you young as hell. If you 21,
How old is he? He got a baby mama. He done did shit with dudes.
He done had an ex-wife.
And he got an ex-wife.
He probably old. But you know what?
Niggas, he got an ex-wife, a baby mama, and a nigga on the side. And you.
But 21. Here's the thing. Niggas mature way slower than girls.
Not necessarily.
Than women. Yes.
Not necessarily.
It's scientifically proven.
You seen these girls? You seen these females nowadays?
Well, yeah. But in their mind.
Do you see these females nowadays?
A 21-year-old man is probably like a 16-year-old boy.
Not really. No.
Okay, 17.
No, I wouldn't say that either.
Yes. Majority of the time. Not saying that that's what happened with you, but most of the time,
it's a lot.
Women are more mature than men.
And honestly, through years, I've disagreed with that.
That's how I don't understand how, like, I just found out one of my friends' boyfriends that she was dating, he like 26 years old. And I'm like, bitch, no wonder he fucking acting the fuck up. Like, he's a child in the mind.
Not necessarily. It's some, yeah, but then it's some that's not. You can't group a group of people amongst.
I said majority. I did not say that's just what it is. Majority of the time, that's what happens. Majority of the time, women are more mature than men. Even if the man is older than you, sometimes girls are like a lot more mature. And that's just that. I've noticed that when I was in like middle school. Like, and you know how I noticed that? And this is weird, but I noticed when, you know, when we had, like, the sex ed classes in middle school, how all the girls are like, okay, yeah, this is what happens. Boys is, they fucking, Like, it was just, like, a game. Like, dudes is, like, so childish. Like, that's, like, when I started noticing, like, why are boys such assholes? Like, but it's because their mind is not as mature as a woman. And not saying that that's all men, because it's men like you. You're very mature, I feel like. But there are also men your age who act like they're fucking 21 years old. And that's just the truth. You don't know. So you mean to tell me you don't know no men your age or around your age that act childish as fuck? You do. That's why you ain't saying nothing.
You didn't give a chance to talk.
You just looking at me like you know.
No, I don't. Not a lie that I know personally.
Okay. Well, shit, what were we talking? Oh, so yeah, I did. I commented on there. I said, break up with his ass. Because what are you doing? You're 21.
See, only reason I'm saying break up with him because she's 21. Everything else, like, if she was older, I would have said, like, it's only 8 months, you know, you can talk shit, work shit out, y'all can see, you know, but you 21, like.
Listen, talk shit, work shit out, even if they was older, the nigga's a liar. Period. I wouldn't be able to trust him. She already said she can't trust him. And it's hard to get trust back from somebody when they fuck up, especially when, not even with the trust, it's just with the lies. Like, she said that they were dating. I mean, that they broke up because he cheated on his ex-wife, but he told her something different. Which he probably blamed it on her. Because that's what niggas do. But
I wouldn't know nothing about that.
But that I said break up with her. You too young. You too fucking young to be out here, one, married. But then, like, if you felt like...
That's the only thing I'm saying, because you too young to be, like... Because, like, you're just too young. Like, you're 21. He got to be... You just named three different situations he's in. Like,
and to me, a lot of times, if a man has been married before, unless they were really young when they first got married, it's kind of like that comes with its own like fuckery, you know?
What do you mean?
Like, a lot of women, well, I don't want to say a lot of women, but I know a couple women I work with, they're married to men who was married before, and this is their first marriage, but their man was married before, and it's always something. Like, it's always like, oh, his ex-wife did, especially if it's kids involved. His ex-wife did this, his ex-wife did that. Or, it's just always something to do, like, with their past. You know, his ex-wife used to do this, and, you know, he wants me to do that, you know? It's just things I heard people say, that are married. But, girl, I wish you'd just break up with her. You 21. Like I said, I can't even imagine. Do you know what I was doing? Well, I said, do you know what I was doing when I was 21? Because I think I had Trinity when I was 21. But before that, that was like the highlight of my life. Like 18, 19, 20, 21. Those are like great years. Mm-hmm. What are you saying that for?
And I said, they I'm agreeing with you. What the fuck?
Like, could you imagine getting married at 21? No. I mean, I need you to talk, because I'm just like, it's been me talking, like, alone.
Right, because, I mean, you, every time I interrupt, you want to, like, you give me those looks inside, so I'm like,
What are you talking about? We're having a conversation.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, I'm agreeing with you, like, it's not really like a, yeah, she's 21.
So, she said he had been with guys, like, girl. It's probably so many niggas that have been with guys and people don't even know. That's not, honestly, is that a, I don't want to say that. If you found, I can't even say that. See, I was going to say, if you found out I've been with girls before, would that bother you? That, like, that, it's like a, such a double standard with that. But, yeah, he got too much baggage. A nigga on the side, a baby mom. And then she said it was a woman he was
asking. Ex-wife. His ex-wife.
And an ex-wife.
I mean, if she was a little bit older, I'm like, hey, yeah, y'all can work it. You know, trying to go, y'all older, y'all can build. But you 21, he already old. Like,
I want to know how the fuck old this nigga is. Anyways, I just wanted to read that, see how you felt about that. But yeah, you see how I kind of asked that breakup with his ass. Girl, you shouldn't even be asking all these questions.
On Facebook, want somebody's approval.
But you know what? That don't even matter. People put so much of their fucking business on that page. And I kind of like reading the, like, when like people put stuff on there.
Every now and then, you get something good.
It's surprising sometimes what people put on here. But, what do you think about this whole Kanye thing?
I don't really don't know shit about it because I haven't paid attention to like, I know a lot of people say this CD was trash. He do a lot of interviews.
And our Uber driver, she said it was good.
Of course, people, look, man. Everybody's saying it's good because he promoting Jesus. And like, everybody that promote Jesus ain't promote Jesus to be right. You know what I'm saying? It ain't genuine, like, and you can see it when it's not genuine. Like, it could have been genuine.
But we haven't listened to it though.
I'm not talking about his whole act. Oh yeah, like you can say it might have been genuine at first. Yeah, he got people out, and he did the first Sundays, and the you know out in the park or in the middle of the woods.
Only thing I like about this is that he's employing black people because I was
like he getting people together, being people happy, you know, happy. You know, getting uplifted, getting the spirit and stuff. Like, but then when he started selling Jesus socks for $30 or a Jesus hoodie for like $80,
and of course,
T-shirts.
Pastors do that every Sunday in the church.
No, I'm just saying when he starts selling that, and then instead of doing it out in the park or, you know, in a nice little wooded area outside, he's doing like theaters and
I just wish he would just
big venues.
Just sit his fat ass down because he is fat now. Sit his fat ass down and just be a stay-at-home dad. He can be a stay-at-home dad. Take care of all those kids. Just be a stay-at-home dad. You got your little shoe line. Niggas still buying that. Your wife don't even. She does. She can literally show up somewhere and make a fucking $1 million. Sit at home and be a stay-at-home dad. That's all you gotta do, Kanye. I respect you more if you did that. Because this whole explaining why you're Republican and first Sunday shit, I'm okay. Yeah. No thanks. Because you know what I always think back on when he doing... he don't even talk the same. Like, when I hear him on fucking interviews...
He do. Because remember, like... No, when he talk passionate about something, that's what he sound like. When Sway was about to beat his ass...
Nope.
When Sway was about to beat
his ass... that's not even a clip I'm talking about. Like, you know what I always think about? When he say, George Bush don't care about black people.
No, he didn't say it like that. He said it just like this. George Bush don't care about
black people. No.
Do you want... He said it just like that. He looked dead to the camera and said, George Bush don't care.
Maybe I'm thinking of when he was on Punk'd. What was he saying on there?
Yeah, he said, because he paid for that video shoot. He was getting pissed.
Okay.
He wanted to film.
But here's my thing. He sounds like
that when he passed.
I hate it.
If you listen to his Breakfast Club interview.
No, I'm not listening. Listen here. Don't ask me to listen to anything
else. Talk about his old Breakfast Club interview where him and Charlamagne got to it a little bit. The Sway interview where Sway was about to beat his ass. When he sounds passionate about something, like that's how he sound like.
Like a white man. Here's the thing. Are you going to listen to the album?
No.
Because I'm not fucking listening to that shit. First of all,
I'd be mad if it slapped too, though. If I listened to it and it was good.
I wouldn't fucking care if it slapped. Let me tell you what. I checked out of Kanye back in college when he did 808s and Heartbreaks. That's the last time I ever supported Kanye.
That's the last thing you listened to?
Yes, it is.
Why?
One, because I don't know, I kind of just fell out of the Kanye vibe for me because it wasn't the same.
It was something different.
After he broke up with Amber Rose, that's just when it's just like, I'm not interested.
Honestly, a lot of people think different now. But like I was one of the minority when he came out with Yeezus. Yeezus was actually a good
CD. See, I did.
But that was it. That was it.
I'm good. The video when Kim was naked on the motorcycle. That's when I was like,
That was a good song though. The song was good, but
it just seemed weird.
And it's been killing me because like ever since I don't fuck with him, I don't listen to the old shit. Cause like
I listen to the old shit. Haven't, but I will.
Cause like the song "Spaceships," like that's my shit. Like if you go
know what, I got the CD, so it's not like he getting no streaming money from that. So I'm cool.
See, I don't even got none of my old Kanye. I had all of them.
You got it on the PlayStation upstairs, the old PlayStation.
But I think it's just like two of them though.
You just trying to find a reason to listen to Kanye.
No, I don't. I canceled my title. I told you I'm, you know. Mm-hmm. Kind of sad about that.
Mm-hmm.
I love title.
Is there anything else you want to talk about today?
Mm-hmm. Talk about you got that miracle drug. Cleared me up real good.
What?
That miracle drug you had.
What drug?
Got rid of my cold and sickness.
nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com.
What?
If you have any questions, if you want to get in on the conversation, nofilterpod on Instagram. Hit us up. I know it's been a while.
So you ain't gonna say nothing about What would you guys?
I'm not doing this with you. Hit us up. We want to read actual letters on the show. But you know what? You know what you taught me?
Maybe
I gotta wait. I know, I say I'm not very productive with this.
Even when I tell you, hey,
but you know, I go through my dark moments where I'm just like, ugh, I suck ass. I'm not shit. My podcast sucks. That's what I do. I go through those moments. But
we should ask someone what you gave me. I mean, clear and vivid.
Yeah, nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com. I'm not even about to sit up here and be like, oh, I'm going to do better. I appreciate people who listen. I keep the, you know, I'm good with the Instagram page.
Okay. Like, nobody can't hear you, though.
Billions and billions and billions and billions and billions.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I've seen this meme. I'm gonna post it on the Instagram page. It's funny. It was it said how much money I spend on food, and it just kept having Donald Trump say billions and billions and it kept like cutting to hear how many times he said billions and billions. Does he say that all the time? But all right, thanks for listening, guys, and we'll see you next time.
So we gonna see you next time? How we gonna see you?
We'll talk to you next time. Move on and close the show. Okay, so we reached the end of the show. Please, all feedback is welcome. And if you want to know how you can give us feedback, you can go to nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com. And that's nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com. You can also visit the Instagram page at nofilterpod on Instagram. Also, you can listen on Anchor. Once this podcast is over, you can hear how to get Anchor. And you can also make your own podcast too if you want to. This is Brittany, and this is the No Filter Podcast. As always, thanks so much for listening, and we will see you next time. Bye.